Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, oh hallelujah, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, oh, Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. In Jesus Christ's holy name. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible say, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the man that cometh in that glorious name. For the Lord, our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. First and foremost, good morning to you all, and good morning to you. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for first and foremost making this possible, through bringing me out of the darkness of religion into that great marvelous light of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And oh yes, I give thanks for you this morning, the few of you that are tuned in and led by the Holy Spirit. The Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. The Bible tells us that many shall seek to enter therein too, but only a few shall find it. This rest that we find in Christ Jesus, in this kingdom of God, this secret place, as we rest in his righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus, for truly all is well in Christ Jesus, for this is the true hiding place, and there's no other place where one can hide except in Christ. Any other place, they can find you. Any other place, they'll get you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, as we've always done it, if you have your Bibles this morning and you decide to follow along, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt this morning to bring you out of the darkness of religion and rest you in that glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. Oh, hallelujah. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to the book of Psalms, the 91st chapter. He woke me up this morning, and he spoke two wonderful words to me this morning. He said, secret place. Oh, yes, Lord, I knew right away that place. But the Holy Spirit directed me as I got up this morning to kind of bag it up, so to speak. Take it to the old school, the Old Testament, and let them know that this is not a new thing. Resting in him, this is not a new thing. Hiding in him, it is the Bible. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Psalms chapter 91, verse 1, it tells us, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him. Oh, hallelujah. Will I trust? Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckle. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thy trample on the feet, because he had set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he had known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. His secret place. The Lord sent me this morning to speak to you for a moment about this glorious secret place. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, meaning that someone preached that glorious gospel of the kingdom unto them. They believed it. They received it. They did that which was called for them to do, and therefore they receive the promises. Oh, praise be to his holy name. We know for certain that Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, if he comes after salvation, the Bible says, let him deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life in this sin nature shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for his name's sake shall save it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39 tells us, for Brother Paul, whom is absent from the body, but his spirit is present with the Lord, and the Spirit spoke to our brother and said, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, he is good. All the time, he's good. For there's none liking unto him. For he's the only God, and there is no other. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 declares unto us, "Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place called upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 30 goes on to tell us in 31, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glory, let him glory in the Lord." Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 14 declares unto us, "For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious, seeing then that we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel should not steadfast look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the same veil, untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ." Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. God is trying to tell you something. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22 through 26 declares, "But the scriptures have concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." What faith is that? The only faith Jesus left his church. Ephesians 4, 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. My faith is in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross. I believe that I was crucified with him, meaning my old sin nature. That old clown, he's dead. He's buried. He's no more. That old clown that used to like to go to the nightclubs and do the bump and the funky chicken, he doesn't exist anymore. He's gone. He's dead. I said goodbye to my sisters, my brothers, my wife and my friends. That old man, he's dead, buried with Christ. And therefore, since I died with him and was buried with him, and therefore his resurrection has become